This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I hope for just one flipping day we can put politics aside, right? We got Hurricane Irma threatening to do some major devastation to Florida. Today is National Blood Donation Day. Yay! I know we finally made it. You guys have been hearing me talk about it now for months. But, okay, this is the last day, right? National Blood Donation Week ends on the 10th. But today is National Blood Donation Day, and I am just so proud of all the blood banks and all the governors and everybody getting together. And you know, the reason why, you know, it's to me such a happy place is because you have Democratic and Republican governors combining. Nobody's ripping on each other. Nobody, you know, I mean, maybe they are and I don't hear about it. But when it comes to this, you know, everybody wants to pull together to, you know, bring in blood supply. Florida Blood Donation Day is today also. The problem is with Florida, they're undergoing mass evacuations. And we do have a resident of Southern Florida, Rachel Welt, who will be joining us, telling us what's going on. She has not evacuated. She is going to be telling us what the inside scoop is on how things look. And what's really cool about Rachel Welt is she's my cousin. So this is very exciting. She's probably going to yell at me because I haven't, you know, sent the birthday card in a while, but that's okay. So we're gonna get some inside scoop on what's happening right now as they are bracing for Hurricane Irma. But, you know, let me just give huge shout-outs to Governor Hickenlooper of Colorado, declaring today Colorado State Blood Donation Day. Chris Christie, thank you, Governor Chris Christie, for declaring New Jersey Blood Donation Day today. Governor Hogan of Maryland, he declared Blood Donation Day this week as well. Kasich, John Kasich of Ohio, declared an Ohio Blood Donation Day. We have also, yeah, I'm going to go through them all, people, because this is, like, way flipping cool. Governor Sununu of New Hampshire. Yes, Sununu of New Hampshire. Way to go. Thank you, Governor Sununu. Governor Martinez of New Mexico declared Blood Donation Day today. Hawaii Blood Donation Day. Governor Ige from Hawaii. Today is Hawaii Blood Donation Day. Governor McAuliffe, Virginia Blood Donation Day. I mean, we are talking about governors throughout, and you know, them all doing it on the same day. Governor Sandoval, of course, for Nevada. Governor Raimondo for Rhode Island. I know I'm not supposed to be saying so many us. North Carolina Blood Donation Day is today, thanks to Governor Cooper. John Bell Edwards of Louisiana. And Louisiana Blood Donation Day is today. South Carolina, thank you, McMaster, Governor McMaster, for that. Delaware's governor, I apologize, Carney, Governor Carney, I had to remember for a second. I'm learning all the governors and their flags, by the way. Thank you, Governor Carvey. Governor Reynolds of Iowa made a blood donation day today. You know, when you just look at this, it just, to me, makes you cry. Governor Doggett of South Dakota, Governor Ducey made Arizona Blood Donation Week. Governor, of course, Rick Scott had made a Florida Blood Donation Day in preparation for Harvey. Thank you, Governor Rick Scott. And we're going to help you guys replenish your blood supply as we speak with this today. Governor Deal for Georgia Blood Donation Day. My Atlanta peeps. All right, guys. You know, any place, you know, and if you guys have any problems finding a place to donate blood, just come to me, email me all day long. I will tell you guys where to go. I know many of you guys have told me where to go, but again, we're keeping it nice. We're keeping it clean. Tell you guys where to go where you can donate blood. Very cool. Vermont Governor Scott from Vermont. Thank you. Thank you. Governor Rick Snyder from Michigan, thank you again for declaring a blood donation day. In Missouri, Governor Greitens, Governor Bryant of Mississippi. I mean, the list goes on. And I want to give also a shout out to Governor Brown from Oregon Blood Donation Day, Governor Holcomb from Indiana Blood Donation Day, or making Indiana Blood Donation Day, Governor Tom Wolf, Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania is really taking this Pennsylvania Blood Donation Day seriously, having blood drives throughout. They all are. Illinois Blood Donation Day. Thank you, Governor Rauner and Rainer for that. Governor Scott Walker, one of my favorites from Wisconsin. Thank you, Governor Scott Walker, for making Wisconsin Blood Donation Day. Governor Herbert, Utah Blood Donation Day. Sorry, look, I got listeners from all over, so everybody wants to hear their governor. And if you don't want to hear your governor, then just wait, okay, because the show gets better. Governor Inslee from Washington State Blood Donation Day. Yes, I'll give your Seahawks a break because Governor Inslee got involved with Blood Donation Day. Governor Ricketts of Nebraska, go Huskers, very good. Governor Carney from Delaware, Governor Haslam from Tennessee made Blood Donation Day today, Alabama Governor, Governor Ivey. If I left anybody out, LePage from Maine, there's still more, Idaho, Governor Butch Otter, thank you, Governor Butch, you rock. So, I mean, we are, and then Arkansas Governor Hutchinson, Arkansas was on it. Arkansas was one of the first people this year. They were like, you know what? We are on it. Let us make this happen. Let's get things started. And, guys, you know, Jennifer Lawrence is, I guess, in the news because I guess she was attributing this Hurricane Harvey and Irma as nature's revenge, you know, on for, you know, Trump, paying heed to climate change, etc. You know, please, everybody, you know, don't take a natural disaster where people are about to die and things are about to happen and, you know, start politicizing it before, you know, the damage even starts, okay? You know, the last thing we want to do is to change headlines and change focus of where this country needs to be right now. This country needs to be all about making sure our Americans, our country is safe. They're talking about national security disasters that happen and the weaknesses that unfortunately open up, when we have these types of disasters. This is where we group together, okay? We could stop thinking about elections. We could stop, you know, bagging on Hillary or Trump or Obama or Bernie Sanders. I mean, all this stupid stuff in the news doesn't matter today. It didn't matter last week. What mattered is FEMA and the U.S. government being there to help out our citizens and you and I being there to help out our citizens. So if everybody could just quit getting their panties all up in a bunch and, you know, focus on the problem at hand. And, guys, donate blood, please, okay? Anything you could do. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Doc Dolly.
Let's take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. And $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We're Lifeline Screening, and if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening. The power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE. 888-815-5433.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at buysellmakeoffer.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Looks like our guests, we may be already having issues as the storm is getting ready to pound Miami. So I'll let you know once our guests can come on. In the meantime, though, I want to switch gears and talk about something that happened with Hurricane Harvey. You know, we forget that Harvey just devastated, you know, South Texas and Eastern Texas and parts of Louisiana. And all the news now is focusing on Irma, and understandably so. But get this, a first responder for Harvey has contracted, according to Fox News, a flesh-eating bacterial infection. He is a hero of Hurricane Harvey, and he is right now recovering from multiple surgeries after he contracted a flesh-eating bacteria infection during rescue efforts. J.R. Atkins, a former medic and firefighter in Missouri City, Texas, hopped into a kayak last week and set off to check on neighbors after the hurricane hit. He describes a pretty lengthy Facebook post on September 6th, and unfortunately, he sustained a small bite on his left arm. They say Wednesday at about 7 a.m., he woke up to more swelling across his arms. So he took pictures, and he asked for some medical advice and then antibiotics. They said later that morning, the swelling had crossed over onto his wrist, working his way down to his hand. So he went to an urgent care clinic, and the staff told him to get to the ER immediately. Atkins was admitted to Houston Methodist in Sugar Land and landed in the ICU after he lost feeling in his pinky and his blood pressure dropped. So, you know, what I've taught you guys, you know, throughout the years on the show is when blood pressure drops after an infection, that person is probably going into sepsis and septic shock where the infection is in the bloodstream. So an infectious disease specialist saw Mr. Atkins, and he underwent several surgeries to remove the necrotizing fasciitis bacteria. Sepsis did set in, and he would have died if he hadn't gone to the urgent care, who then sent him to the ER. He said, if it wouldn't have been for the nurses here at Methodist, I probably would not have been able to make it, you know, make it through it. He said, what I would like people to understand is that I went out in storm water. I didn't go out in sewage. So if you look at what's going on in Houston and you look at the draining issues, there's way worse stuff out there. Now, we don't know what the hell bit him. Okay, we don't know what he got bit by, okay? They're not talking about, you know, the type of bite, you know, but obviously whatever he did get bit by, and I wouldn't be surprised if it's a spider or something, you know, he ended up getting a necrotizing fasciitis, which is basically an infection that goes deep along the fascia. And the fascia is kind of a band of tissue that separates the muscles from the bones. And it's a deep, deep piece of tissue. And when an infection gets there, it has a nice, beautiful plane to go down. You know, if you guys ever go to medical school and you do some surgery and you get to fascia, fascia is kind of fun because when you get to the fascia, it's this nice plane. It's very easy to separate. You know, okay, well, you guys, let me see. Try to think of a piece of meat. Have you guys ever eaten a piece of meat and there's something kind of whitish? And you can, like, pull the white off like a sheet. That's the fascia. So a lot of you guys are eating fascia, muscle fascia, right? It's kind of like a lining that covers the bundles. So deadly, deadly stuff. And we're talking about just one person who, and thousands were affected by the storm water. So think of people going through their house. You know, people dealing with floodwaters, bugs who are escaping the floodwaters going into your house, and while you're trying to dig stuff out, that bug gets mad and bites you. So, you know, pretty scary stuff. Houston is already in the process of mapping out a plan to fight the mosquito population because with storms, with floodings, come the mosquitoes. And so health officials are warning Houston area residents about standing pools of water that could become breeding grounds for mosquitoes that carry disease. So, to prevent mosquitoes from breeding, mosquito control managers in Harris County are asking residents to clear standing pools of water in tires, buckets, water pots, children's pools, sandboxes, gutters, and even the water from outdoor dog bowls. Mosquitoes love doggy bowls. And again, we're talking about Harvey, right, because the cleanup and the ramifications of what happened with Hurricane Harvey in Texas can be going on for months. And we're about to see this with Hurricane Irma and Hawaii. So Houston has to make sure that they control this mosquito population, not only for their residents, but for the rest of us. If Zika mosquitoes, the Aedes aegypti or aegypti mosquitoes, decide to, get all lovey-dovey and romantic and now the moist, you know, weather and having all these, I guess mosquitoes like water. You know how people like to go on a cruise and they get all romantic? Well, to a mosquito, a doggy bowl or water sitting in a tire, pretty romantic stuff. Okay? And the tire gives them a lot of privacy. I don't know much about mosquito sex, but my guess is they probably go behind the tire thing and they do whatever they do. I don't understand how two flying, do they have sex when they fly? Or do mosquitoes land and then they have sex? I don't know. Because I see my cats, and my cats are running around having sex. I don't know how they do it, but they do. They don't just sit there. So anyway, so mosquitoes like that kind of stuff. So according to Mustafa Daboon, director of Mosquito Control Division for Harris County Health Department, a lot of pockets of water will be formed as the water recedes from the floods. There will be a lot of formation of pockets and pools of water where mosquitoes will breed. And even though Hurricane Harvey washed out a lot of the current living mosquitoes, because they only live about a month or two, right? Babies could have been born that are already sitting there, or the new mosquitoes are coming in going, oh, man, this is fun. You know, the teenage mosquitoes. And you know how teenagers are. So they're suggesting for those of you guys in Harvey's destructive areas, wear long sleeves and pants. I know it's hot and muggy. Avoid any sort of water that sits there. All right, so what are we looking at right now? So Florida and Georgia are bracing themselves. Meteorologists are predicting that Miami is going to bear the brunt of Hurricane Irma. And right now we're looking at, footage of highways, and people are still leaving. People are still evacuating. And the governor of Georgia has also ordered an evacuation of the state's coastal areas, including Savannah. They expect that this storm to cause about $125 billion worth of damage, according to Daily Mail. And that's just when it strikes Miami. Now, so far, this Category 4 storm has, I believe the death toll is now up to 18 in the Caribbean. We're finding out that these entire islands are like 97% to 98%, depending on which one we talk about, destroyed. They say extensive damage has been reported on Barbuda and St. Martin. They're saying 90% of the buildings have been wrecked. 90% of an island's buildings. One of you had asked what to do if you have a vacation planned. One of you has a vacation plan for Turks and Caicos. Here's the thing. Turks and Caicos, I mean, they've been dealing with, hurricanes forever. So, you know, many of these buildings are up to code, but I would suggest to find out, you know, the latest on, you know, what your building is, if you have a timeshare or the hotel. And, it's tough because they may say, oh, no, it's fine. Please don't pull out. Please don't pull the money out, you know. If God forbid there is an issue, they have to tell you. And, I'm sure they will. All right, so they say early this morning, the hurricane was centered about 55 miles northwest of Great Inagua Island and 495 miles southeast of Miami. They say Irma did weaken from a Category 5 storm to a Category 4, and winds have been sustained at 155 miles per hour. So people are going, oh, good, you know, the hurricane weakened. Well, maybe it didn't weaken to the degree where we could blow it off. It weakened a little bit, but I'm sorry, 155 mile per hour winds, that's kind of a lot. They say Irma's core is expected to hit Florida early Sunday morning, but the tropical force storm winds can arrive as early as tomorrow morning. So the National Hurricane Center Miami has issued hurricane warnings for South Florida and the Keys Thursday night as Irma tracks toward the state, and the storm surge has also been issued for the same area. Evacuation orders are in effect for the southern tip of Florida, almost all the way up to the east coast. There was some discussion that this may hit the western part of Florida and then go up the Gulf. It's looking more and more that we're probably looking at more Miami and then the east coast. I don't know how they do it. I really don't. It's frustrating. This is your land. These are your home. You know, I know people say, well, you know, Floridians are used to it. I never get used to that. Not my home being destroyed, not the risk of flooding or people dying or losing your neighbors, you know, or disease coming. You know, thank God for people that live in Florida and, you know, make that state as amazing as it is. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-ZOE.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolley Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolley and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolley Show. All right, let's get to some of your phone calls on the answer line, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hi. I'm Mark. I usually listen to the show at night and repeat it at night time. I need to listen during the day so I can talk to you during the day.
Agreed.
But, yeah, I really enjoy it. And
thank you.
I like the story about you at the hotel with your kid and how you're punishing him. I think you did a good job. That's probably I would do. But also, I had a question. I don't have kids, and I'm just dating right now. And I was wondering what you thought about, guys in their, 30s and 40s or around there getting, vasectomies and things like that. If, if you're not ready to have kids, or like if you're getting married and you don't want to have kids, is it a good idea to do it?
Mm-hmm.
If you think you might later, like to get it reversed, or what's the percentage rate of successful reversal and things like that. I'll listen to your show tomorrow and try to listen. Hopefully I'll hear the answer. All right. Thanks.
Yeah, I wish I could touch you live. Yeah, because we're on during the days, but I know that you know, depending on where you live, you can listen to the show at a variety of times. So yeah, great question. So you're dating, you're in your 30s and 40s, and you're thinking about vasectomy, but since it's so permanent, you want to know about the success rates of reversal of it in case you change your mind. So, we'll talk about the reversal, and then, you know, I'll tell you what I think you should do, because I'm very nosy and I like to butt in probably where I shouldn't. So, you know, vasectomies for guys, it's pretty permanent birth control. They work well. All right. You know, your vas deferens are the tubes that connect the sperm made in the testicles and the epididymis with the, you know, as the tubes that draw it up so that it can, connect with your prostatic juices and make semen. And so if we cut the tubes, the vas deferens, the sperm that you're making and will continue to make can't travel up. And so it's a brilliant form of birth control where, you know, a male doesn't have to take a pill. You know, he doesn't have to do anything that's very aggressive to his anatomy. And because it's a tube, the vas deferens, there's a way to reconnect the tube and reversal. And even though vasectomies are done, you know, there's like these quote-unquote no scalpel techniques, even though we still have to make an opening in the center of your, the scrotal area to be able to drag the vas deferens into, you know, view so we can do what we need to do with it. Getting a vasectomy done, you can do it as an outpatient in a clinic very easily. You can be awake and watch the whole time. Vasectomy reversal, however, is going to be a little bit more involved, okay? According to WebMD, you may even have general anesthesia for it. Okay, because now they need time. They need to really work on that. And it's going to be a much longer procedure. And they're going to be trying to reattach the tubes that were cut during your original vasectomy. Now, the sooner you do the reversal of your vasectomy, the better. Okay? So even though the vasectomy takes a few hours to do, et cetera, you know, they say you are going to have a more successful chance of being able to impregnate somebody and be fertile if it's done under 10 years after your first vasectomy. So if you're dating and you're thinking, okay, well, you know what, I'm 35, I don't really want to have kids for the next few years, and then I could go and have a reversal, you might be okay from a fertility standpoint. And we'll talk about success rates in a second. I still probably wouldn't tell you to get the vasectomy to begin with. And I'll give you my opinion in a second. But anyway, so for vasectomy reversals, they do work. From what we're understanding by WebMD, the overall pregnancy rates are greater than 50%. So it's not 100%, but you are able to transmit the sperm. They say the best success within that 10 years is if you do it within 3 years of your vasectomy. But the average man that decides to make that decision, it's not that common for them to that quickly decide to change their mind. You know, it usually takes guys a long time to decide if they want to have babies. All right, that's, you know, and, you know, to meet somebody and, you know, to be convinced that that's the person you want to have babies with and then to want to have the babies, that takes a lot of, you know, a lot of changing of the mind. But they say your best chance of success is within 3 years. And my guess is it's because your body may start forming antibodies to sperm because it's not as used to the sperm coming. I'm not sure what could be going on, but, you know, they say that, you know, you could also make more blockages. Now you have some scar tissue. So the longer you wait, the harder it is. If the reversal is done within the 10-year mark, 30% of the time you could get somebody pregnant. So that's, it's not 100%, but that still means you could gain fertility. But having a vasectomy, or having a vasectomy reversal, you're still putting yourself at certain risks. Okay, you know, infections, scarring, hydrocele, swelling of the scrotum. You could, if you go through the reversal, you're going to have issues that could affect your arteries or the nerves, depending on the, on who's doing the procedure. And so, you know, vasectomy reversals is not something that I would have in my 5 or 10 year plan. But it's a good thought, because the last thing you want is to impregnate somebody that, you don't want to have a baby with. I mean, that could be years and years and years of, you know, being connected to a person, not only emotionally, but financially. And now you have a baby, you know, to boot. And that's a tough decision. But see, here's the thing. Okay. People have vasectomies, so they don't have to worry about the birth control aspect. And so many times they don't have to worry about condoms. You still do have to worry about condoms. Okay, there's still STDs out there. And even if you meet somebody and you guys both get yourselves tested, you know, still, there could be some latent stuff. And you should, you know, be retested 6 weeks, 3 months, 6 months after. So there's still that chance you could pick something up. And what if your partner isn't monogamous? So the problem with, you know, single people out there having vasectomies is they still have to wear a condom anyway. Now, condoms can break. And, you know, you having that, you know, freedom to know that you're not going to get somebody pregnant, that the worst thing that could happen would be an STD, I get that. Okay, I'm not a guy, but if I was a guy that really didn't want to have kids, I would probably be seriously considering a vasectomy. But if you have just an inkling of an idea, and you sound like you'd be a good father, you sound like a real nice guy, and the fact that you listen to, you know, good radio, that means you're smart. If there's just that inkling that, you know what, I may want to be able to have a kid later, I really wouldn't go through the vasectomy. I wouldn't. You know, I'd be very, very careful about, contraception, and it's tough. You know, guys, we ladies don't, you know, give you guys the credit you deserve. Yeah. Because, you know, we're so mad that we have to take birth control. But if I was the guy, that would be very frustrating to me, to be always worried that she's not taking her birth control correctly. And, you know, maybe it's because I'm a girl, you know, and I've been married to Corey, you know, for so long. But I feel like I just need to do things myself. I need to be in charge of certain things. And if I'm in control and I'm in charge of certain aspects, I feel better and I could sleep at night. So if I was the guy in the relationship and I was worried about somebody not being compliant with their birth control, I would probably want to take matters into my own hands, no pun intended. So I get it. But, Mark, great. I'm glad you called. Anytime you could call live, please call in 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, when we come back from break, there was a French girl that was mutilated by rats. In her house. She was attacked by rats. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
All right, nice. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Yes, football season is, official NFL. Football season is back. College football has already been going on, and high school football as well. Bishop Gorman has a game, obviously, later tonight. But I watched the game on Thursday. Seeing the Patriots lose to the Chiefs was kind of rough. The Chiefs are, wow, they had some amazing defense. It was a good game. I'm sorry I have not started my predictions. I was so prepared for Sunday's night football, and I've been preparing for that I just, have, I just completely forgot that there was an opening game on Thursday. So I want to apologize. I will in the next hour let you know if I would have called it correctly. Cause you know how I look at the injury report and then I decide from there. So I apologize. I am not prepared. Look, I've been trying to prepare for National Blood Donation Day. So that was a little bit more important than the Patriots Chiefs game. But, fear not, Patriots fans, because isn't it very common for the Super Bowl winners to lose that first game opening season, right? Like, didn't the Panthers lose, right? After, you know, they went to Super Bowl, maybe not so much Super Bowl winners, but didn't people went to, you know, go to the Super Bowl, then end up, you know, having issues that first game, first, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean that the Patriots aren't going to, you know, make it to the playoffs again. I really wish Tom Brady got so mad that he would have ripped off his jersey. He didn't. I don't know if we'll ever see a naked, Tom Brady, but, it was really good to see him and, you know, it was some good football. Gronkowski, I was worried about his arm. He kept falling on it. That touchdown could have been an amazing touchdown and they didn't get that. And so there was, I think, a lot of psychological stuff going on, but an opening season loss does not necessarily mean that, they're going to have a trouble season. But way to go, Chiefs. Do not underestimate the Chiefs. They have a phenomenal team. Great job, Smith, and your offensive line and defensive line. Very, very nicely. All right. A 14-year-old paraplegic French girl was covered in rat bites. Interesting. She was sleeping on the ground floor when the attack happened. It was in a rented house. And I guess the girl had 45 facial lesions. Oh, my God, just tortured. 150 on her hands and 30 on her feet. The girl's father is now suing the landlord for alleged negligence. And reports say that there was a bunch of garbage bins nearby that were overflowing. The father has two other children, and he found his paraplegic daughter, Samantha, quote, drenched in blood in her bed last Saturday. So she, even though she was on the ground floor, she was in a bed. He said, everything had been fine when the family went to bed. He was sleeping upstairs. There was blood coming from her ears. He said, I was terrified that she might have had a brain hemorrhage. Some of her fingertips were bitten off. The family has now been moved to a different house. Police are investigating the attack. The hospital is checking her for infections, including rabies. Luckily, rabies test was negative. You know, rats don't usually feed on, you know, healthy human beings. They feed on corpses, but not healthy human beings. And maybe because she's a paraplegic and couldn't move, they took advantage. But, oh, my gosh, just frightening. You know, I never understood with Tom and Jerry why people would be scared of, you know, mice and rats. And, man, now I am. I am, like, freaked out by them. That's, like, some scary stuff. You know, my son has a snake. I think it's a scarlet king. It looks like a coral snake. And I guess you feed it dead rats. You have to make it appear that that rat is alive, and then the snake jumps up, grabs it, starts suffocating it, then he tries to bring his jaw over to the head where he could swallow it whole. It's kind of interesting to see a snake feed. I still don't understand why the hell my son wanted a snake. We got four cats and two dogs and I, you know, poo-poo all over the place. It's really, really getting ridiculous in my house. I don't understand. The new dog, Uzi, she doesn't want to go outside to go potty. She would rather do potty on the carpet. And the cat likes to go potty in the piano. So I have no control over my house. And one thing I lack control of is them sleeping in your bed. Well, apparently, according to the New York Daily News and medical headlines, we're not supposed to let our dogs sleep with us in bed. Okay? And they're calling this rough news. See, get it, rough, and it's kind of rough to hear. See, rough, okay, anyway. So the provocative study is entitled The Effect of Dogs on Human Sleep in the Home Sleep Environment. It's in the September issue of the Mayo Clinic Proceedings. Investigators studied 40 healthy adults with pooches, but no sleep disorders over 5 months. Subjects and their dogs wore activity trackers to track their sleeping habits for 7 nights. Now, researchers found that humans with a single dog, like baby Uzi or Apollo, even though I got two dogs in our room, I should have both of them gone. But anyway, humans with a single dog in their bedroom maintained good sleep efficiency. But the dog's position on or off the bed made a difference, regardless of the breed, the size of the dog, okay? That didn't matter, okay? Canines in the bed, not so much, but if the dog was on the bed as opposed to in the room, your sleep efficiency was lower. And that's true. The stupid dog, she'll pant. I'm always worried I got to take her to go pee-pee. Sometimes she wants to sleep where I sleep. But I got to tell you, it's not the dog, it's the cats that really mess up my sleep. It's not the dogs. Okay, the dogs know to stay out of the way. The cats purposely try to wake you up. The cats are evil. All right? So, how many of you like to sleep with your animals? All right, I don't blame you for wanting to sleep with your animals. I mean, they're your babies. And you want to show them love. And, you know, the one meme that, I hate calling them memes, but the one meme that really hit home for me was the one where it was a dog's birthday. And the meme said something to the effect of, that dog is a small part of your whole life, but you are all of his life. You know, and having pets that we get as rescue or, you know, from young, you know, until they get old and they die, you know, they're around just for us. And to think that I am this dog's life, you're like, yeah, I want them, I want them near us and I want them to feel loved. The cats, who gives a damn about, but the dogs, you know, I'm so mad at my cats. I don't know why. We have four of them. They're happy. They're just so mean to me. I don't know why I keep them. I really don't. Yeah, they're all spayed and neutered, so they're not going to have babies, but we keep, you know, adopting more whenever anybody needs us to adopt the cat. All right. Okay, so before we go into the next hour, we got some news on alcohol. They say alcohol is bad for our health, all right, though that's not good. Every now and then they go back and forth with this. We're also being told that methadone clinics in Houston are being swamped because Hurricane Harvey had messed with their supply of narcotics. And so people are having some major, major withdrawal issues going on in Houston right now. But, you know, before we go into the next few stories, again, I want to quickly urge all of you guys, if you can, to donate blood. And if you can't donate blood, consider calling United Blood Services. Go to bloodhero.com or go to redcross.org and offer to host a drive or to volunteer or whatever. You know, right now with all the hurricanes, you know, the charities are asking for money. You know, it's very difficult for them to collect supplies and go through them and make sure they're safe. So it's easier for us to donate money to them. And if you can donate money to the Red Cross, United Blood Services, or Catholic Charities, or Salvation Army, or Goodwill, you know, please do so. But for those of you that don't have money to donate, your blood can do even so much more. And blood product is something that money can't buy. Okay? And Florida Blood Donation Day, Colorado Blood Donation Day, Georgia Blood Donation Day, Louisiana Blood Donation Day, these days were established by governors uniting to make sure that they can always have ample blood supply. And so for those of you that really want to help the cause, please, please consider donating blood. And if you can't, ask your employer to host a blood drive. That will allow you to save hundreds of lives, because one pint of blood can save three. So imagine if you could get your whole work involved. All right? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Death Valley.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product. product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.